USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
During her trip to Central America this week, Vice President Kamala Harris told migrants not to come to the U.S.'s southern border, a statement that has received backlash from progressive Democrats. But Representative Henry Cuellar backs the Vice President's message, saying that the U.S. can't invite the entire world to come in. The Texas Democrat tells CNN it's important to enforce a system of legal immigration at the border.
If you ask an immigration judge, usually if you have 100 people asking for asylum, 88% are going to be rejected. So why are we letting everybody in? Why not find a way to do this at the border, give people their day in court? The ones that are supposed to come in, we say bienvenidos. And the other ones, I'm sorry, but you got to be returned back to your country. We got to have, we can't have chaos at the border, just having people coming in.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week following the G7 summit and a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels. During the face-to-face meeting in Geneva, President Biden is expected to raise the issue of recent cyber attacks, among many others. Senator Bill Hagerty says he's not expecting much to come from the meeting because the president is going in from a position of weakness. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News Biden has already offered too many concessions to the Russians.
I think the G7 is frankly being overshadowed completely by what is going to happen next week when Biden does meet with Putin. And Biden's going into this in a position of weakness. Look, he capitulated on the START treaty at the very beginning with Russia. Now he's turned around and allowed them to finish the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Look, that project was categorized as a malign influence project by the Trump administration. I served in that administration. This is a huge mistake to walk into this meeting in a position of weakness, and I think that's what all of the G7 leaders are wondering about. How will Biden and Putin manage this meeting?
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Justice is moving against new, stricter voting laws. Wendy King has more.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has announced that the Justice Department will double its enforcement staff to investigate voting rights violations, calling the right to vote the cornerstone of democracy. Garland denounced some states' efforts, largely heralded by Republican lawmakers, to suppress the vote, including more stringent voter ID requirements and vote-by-mail restrictions. He said the Civil Rights Division will use provisions under the Voting Rights Act to ensure existing and new voting laws don't discriminate against certain classes of voters, including people of color. During a speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma a few weeks ago, President Biden urged voting rights groups to begin to redouble their efforts to register and educate voters. He asked Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort to protect voting rights. While the House has passed federal voter protections, the legislation is in peril in the Senate, where Senator Joe Manchin said he would break from his party to oppose it. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Danish soccer star Christian Eriksen is awake and stable after collapsing during a match at the European Championships. Eriksen collapsed on the field near the end of the first half of the Denmark-Finland match. Medics performed CPR on Eriksen on the field to revive him. The Danish Football Federation says Eriksen is undergoing further tests in a Copenhagen hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.